Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. This is your opportunity to bring questions and my opportunity to answer them. Thank you for allowing us this venue for sharing clay information and getting it out to the world, something that's one of the safest detoxification methods on the planet and most effective, and a lot of people don't know about it. So let's get on with the questions. I have some in queue. Carla, my friend Carla in Springfield, says, is there a limit to how much clay you should consume? 25% of your dietary intake, which is quite a bit of clay. The most I've heard people taking is 8 ounces 3 times a day. That's of the liquid, so you're not getting 8 ounces of the powder clay. Since it's mixed to a 1-to-8 ratio, 8 ounces would be 3 times a day. That would be 24 ounces. There's a half a cup and 32 ounces, so it's less than a half a cup of clay a day. And I've been taking it for 20 years, you know, off and on, mostly on a few days I forget or miss or get in a hurry or travel and forget to take it with me. But I have nothing but good things to say about taking it that long. It really keeps your body in optimal condition of not storing toxins. It's kind of like keeping your oil changed when you drink clay. So that's a very good question. And the most I've heard people taking is up to 8 ounces 3 times a day, and they had wonderful results with severe colon problems. The lady had a tapeworm in her liver. She was one of 11 people that they had found this in Canada. And when she started taking the clay, 2 weeks later, they went back to x-ray again and find where the tapeworm was so they could remove it surgically, and it was gone. So that's something amazing from taking large amounts of clay. She had Crohn's disease, and when they finally did surgery to remove an obstruction, all the things, the ulcerative colitis, the polyps in her colon, the irritation, the Crohn's disease, they could find no more. So, and she had taken it for several months there, and it cleared her up, and they had threatened to remove her colon and put her on a bag the rest of her life. So we are happy for that. Thank you, Carla. That's a very good question. Natalie in San Diego, can you give us an update on your book when it's coming out? I'm hoping to give it for Christmas gifts. Well, I'm believing that you'll be able to give it to Christmas gifts. I think it will come out maybe the end of this month or the first of next month. They haven't given me a date yet. I'm working on the first corrections that I sent them now. There may be a couple of more corrections. And then I get to do the indexing, and I'm going to set aside a week to do that, and then it's up to them. So I don't think it'll take very long for them to, they do a print on demand, so evidently it won't take them very long to get the books printed and ready for distribution. And you can go to my book website, which is theclaybook.com, and there'll be a link there that will take you where you can order the book. If you're a wholesaler and have wholesale status, you can set up with them an account to get it at the wholesale price. And I'm not even certain of the price yet. It's going to be a little bit more than the $20 it was, maybe $22 or $23, something like that. And I'm very excited because we're getting really, really close. And the next time I talk to them, I'll see if they can give me a date. Of course, they're waiting on me to do the indexing, and that may take about If I can have 3 or 4 days undisturbed, I think I can get it done. So thank you, Natalie. I'm so excited about it and can't wait to get it out there. The name of the new book will be Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing. Thank you for asking about that. All right. Well, that's all the questions we have this morning. I was hoping for a lot of questions today. We have quite a few people on the phone lines. Does anybody on the phone line have a question or a comment they'd like to make? If you press star 2 on the phone, I can open your line. That's star 2. And as most of you know, we sold the clay company to a company called Nutraceutical, but you still go to the same website, the same 800 number to order the clay. It's the same clay. They're still testing it the same, leaving everything the same. And so you can go there to order your clay, and it'll just be shipped from Utah instead of from Texas. It's a company that has lots of other health products, health-related products, alternative healing products, and skincare line. So once you go to their website, Nutra.com, N-U-T-R-A, it's actually the name of the company is Nutraceutical LLC. And if you go to Nutra.com, once you order with them, you can order from any of their companies. They buy up small companies. They keep the company name, and they have everything categorized under the different companies. They just have major distribution channels. I hope to get it in stores all across America. That was one of the incentives for selling the company, because they could get it out there faster. I'm still here to answer questions. I have the information site. We had to change the About Clay site to a new site. And so our site, my site, Cheryl and I are doing this one, and it's called BentoniteClayInfo.com. Excuse me. BentoniteClayInfo.com. And all the articles and the recordings and the videos that you're used to seeing on the other site will now be on this site. And trying to keep it as easy. I'm still doing the teleseminars. I took that on myself. And so sign up for those. The problem, only problem is you have to re-sign up. If you were on the About Clay, you won't get our notices. So if you will go into Bentonite Clay Info and just sign up again for the teleseminars and anything else you'd like to receive, the Power Thoughts by Perrier, the little one Monday morning quotes, short quotes to kind of give you a lift for your day. And also on this site, when the book comes out, there'll be a link there where you can get the book. So keep that site in mind for future references for your friends that you'd like to turn onto the clay. Where are all my questions today? Here's one from Charles in Dallas. Do you know if there are any special offers on the clay coming up? No, I don't. I'm not privy to that. I don't know what the new company's specials policy is. Most companies have specials in November and December, so I would go to the livingclayco.com website and check that. And there are always independent sellers of the clay that, if you know their website, Apex, Nature's Cleansing Clay, some of those usually offer specials from their website. It's apex.com, I believe it is. Nature's Cleansing Clay. I know there are a lot of them, and right now I'm kind of blank, so you might check those out and see what you can find. And good luck with that. We always had specials around November and December, and I feel like maybe the company will do that too. So check with livingclayco.com, and they should have it on their website. You might sign up for their newsletter, so you'll be notified about any specials. just not privy to that information anymore. I'm real excited about the new book. It has lots of new information. Oh, I have some money on the line. Just a moment. Hello?
Yes, I had a question. I have a grandson that lived in Africa for 2 years, and he came home Memorial Day weekend, so he's been home a while, and his body fat is below 4%. He's trying to get that going, but he had malaria when he was over there, and he just has had a lot of problems with diarrhea and different things like that. And I was just wondering what you would suggest for him, and probably parasites. I know they have him take something for parasites, and I don't know if all the parasites are gone or not. He's trying to go to college there in Utah, and so I just thought I'd see what you had to offer.
Yes, definitely I would put him on the clay. We had a doctor who was putting everybody that had gone out of the country when they came back to get on the clay, the 21-day cleanse of taking 2 ounces 3 times a day of the clay or more if necessary. Now, I would stay on it if I were him. It's going to keep his body. I think he should take some clay baths to detox his whole body. When you drink the clay, it detoxes you from the mouth south. So it goes through the mouth, your stomach, your intestine. It gets any fresh foods that you've eaten that may have had parasites or radiation or pesticides on them. It cleanses that. It cleanses your colon so you can absorb more nutrition. But when you do the clay baths, he's probably absorbed toxins while he was there, and they're stored in his body, because when the body gets behind and it can't filter out all the toxins, they get stored in the soft tissues and joints of your body. And then over time, our body starts acting sluggish, our energy is down, our immune system gets compromised, we start getting sick. So I would recommend for him 2 clay baths a week, using 1 cup of clay, and do that for a couple of months at least. I think that would help him. He'll find they're very relaxing, and he really feel good afterwards. I put about 4 cups of water in a blender, put a cup of clay, and then I fill it up to about a half an inch or an inch of the top of the blender. Blend it on high for 30 seconds and go pour it in your bathtub. Rinse your blender out. Get all the clay into the bath water as you can. Take your blender blades off and be sure to wash them before you get in the tub and start soaking. You'll need to keep the water circulating and kind of scrunch down in it as much as he can get. Maybe before he gets in, kind of put some clay over his liver area and leave it on for 10 minutes and then get into the bath and soak. And he can stay in there as long as he wants. If it's a really hot bath, they recommend not staying on longer than 20 minutes because it's similar to getting into a hot tub that's really hot and you dehydrate, and some people get faint, and so we don't want them to feel that way. So if you're going to take a real hot bath, take some water or an electrolyte drink to drink while you're in there so you don't dehydrate. But it doesn't have to, all baths don't have to be really, really hot. But it would be amazing to pull out toxins that he's probably not even aware of that he's been exposed to and has gotten. And you're a wonderful grandmother, and I hope he listens to you. Thank you, Judy.
I hope so, too. One other question. How much does he drink? How much do you put in a glass of water to drink, and how often should he do that?
Okay. You want to mix it to a 1-to-8 ratio. So in a blender, I put 4 cups of water and a half a cup of clay. I blend it on high for 30 seconds, and I pour that into a quart container, a glass or a food-grade plastic container with a plastic lid. Of that, drink 2 ounces, 2 to 3 ounces, 2 to 3 times a day. Now, if he has serious digestive problems, he may want to go up to as much as 4 to 6 to 8 ounces. You said his digestive system's been a little compromised, so he could start with the 2 ounces. The next day, increase it to 3 ounces 3 times a day. the next day go to 4 ounces, but I would start with the 2 and the 3 and stay there a while and see how he feels and how he's responding to it. 20% of the people get constipated if their digestive system is kind of compromised. If they do, I recommend taking over-the-counter magnesium tablets, 250 milligrams. You can get them at the grocery store, or the CVS, any little store like that. You want magnesium oxide tablets. And he can take one of those twice a day or once a day or two of them twice a day, whatever he needs to keep his janitorial services working. And a lot of it is cleaning out stuff, but if he's not digesting his food as good as he should be, which you kind of indicated that might be a problem, you don't want to take those 2 or 3 ounces and add them to additional water because you're diluting the clay. This thickness it's about like chocolate milk. It goes down very smooth, and it really coats your colon, your stomach, balances your pH, your acidity, and has a cleansing effect. And if you put it in water, you're diluting it, and it actually, if you just shoot it like a shot of tequila, you get a little chalky taste afterwards, and that's it. If you sip on it, you get that chalky all the time. So it's better to take it at the 8-to-1 ratio and do it like that. And it's really very smooth going down. It doesn't bother me to take it at all. And there's actually no taste if you get over the fact that you're drinking dirt. That kind of is a mind boggler, but if you just hold your nose and drink it, you don't need to hold your nose because there's no taste to it. You hold it in your mouth, there's nothing but cool. You can brush his teeth with it. He can gargle with it. There's so many things you can do with it. If he's going to college, if he gets a bump, a scrape, insect bite, poison ivy, anything like that, put the clay mask on topically. There's tons of thousands of uses for clay. So, good grandma there. Thank you, Judy.
Oh, thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Okay, I'm going to go back over and look and see if we have any more questions in our Q&A page. Yeah, Cheryl said, okay, it's apexclay.com and natureskinsandclay.com. Cheryl, help me on that. If you're looking for some specials, you might go to those sites. I think that question was from Charles. apexclay.com and natureskinsandclay.com. Stephanie in Birmingham. Hello, my dear Perry. You are lovely. I have been wondering if clay can help someone with gout, and I missed the new book. You haven't missed it. It hadn't come out yet. But stay tuned because it's coming soon. I'm hoping it'll be out by the end of this month or the 1st of November. Yes, clay very definitely helps gout. Gout is a buildup of uric acid. And clay wants to balance the body and balance the acidity. So I would start with drinking 2 ounces 3 times a day. And I bet you'll see a result within a few days. Thank you. And then I would keep it up just to, keep it from coming back, to make sure you have your everything, your pH and your acidity balance. Lisa, Perry, I used to put my clay in a blender but stopped due to the metal blades in the bottom. From what I'd read, not good to come in contact with metal. So I just sprinkled it into the bath all over very lightly and slowly, and the clay does not clump. It's very fine. You know, it's prolonged contact with metal. You don't want to leave it. You don't want to leave a spoon in the clay overnight. You don't want to leave it in prolonged contact. Just blending it is not going to hurt it. Put it in your bathtub. You have a little metal in your bathtub. It never has rusted mine, and I've been taking clay baths for 20 years. So it's leaving it next to the clay, and if you were using a whole lot of metal, it would be, I'd have a concern, but those are just little tiny blades. So I don't see a problem with it. It won't affect, it's not enough to affect the clay. But if you leave it in there, if you don't wash your blades out, they're going to start rusting. So the problem with sprinkling it is clay is very fine and powdery, and you get a fine coating of powder all over your bathroom. Sometimes they're clumps, and if you do get clumps, if you're not very gentle, you almost have to put it through a strainer and shift it into the water to keep it from lumping. But however it works for you, that's fine. But the metal blades will not hurt it. It's not going to be in there long enough. It doesn't take but a minute, you know, or two in there. It takes less than that to put the clay in and flip it on high for 30 seconds and carry it in and pour it in the bathtub. It's probably less than a minute that it's in contact. So they say don't do it in metal because they don't want you to leave it in prolonged contact with metal or store it in something metal or use a metal lid. So they just say that in general, but it really doesn't hurt in short-term contact, okay? I find it's easier and smoother, and I really like to mix my liquid clay that way because it just keeps it from getting gritty, being gritty. It just really makes a smooth mix. Just like when you buy it from the country, there's no grit company, there's no get grit in it. And mix it really, really smooth and kind of skim off the top. But if you put it in a blender, 30 seconds on high is all it takes to get you a real smooth concoction there. And for the liquid drinkable clay, I use a half a cup of clay to 4 cups of water. Put the water in first, though, so it doesn't stick to your blades. Okay, thank you. And I'll go back to the phone line now and see if anyone else on the phone has any questions to ask. We're getting more and more people signed up to the new chat group on the bentoniteclayinfo.com group, so we can kind of get that going again. It's been a little dormant sort of when the company has set aside the aboutclay.com site. So we're hoping to get some chat going there from people who like to know about clay and questions. I always have interesting, here's a call coming in just a moment. All right, you're on the air with Perry A.
Hi, Perry.
Hi. Is this Mara?
It's Barb. I called you the last time you had your speak because I'm a newbie. And I was just listening to the conversations today, and no question had popped up for me. But you just prompted a question when you mentioned the chat group, because I don't know what where on the internet to find the chat group. Can you give me details?
Okay.
Please?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
I know you would.
BentoniteClayInfo.com. I really hate we couldn't just transfer all the names over there, but you've got to go through the protocols. So if you go to BentoniteClayInfo.com, there should be a link there to go to the Yahoo chat group. It may be on the left-hand side.
Okay.
And you want to sign up on the Yahoo chat group, and they'll fill it out, and they'll go in and they will approve you. You just make a comment on why you want to be in the group, that you're learning about clay or interested in it, something like that. And you'll get approved, and then you'll get notices, and you can go there and ask a question. You can go to the bentoniteclayinfo@yahoo.com. Once you've signed on and ask a question. So it's pretty easy to manipulate, but you do have to sign up for it again, and we're sorry for that. I wish there'd been some way we could have just stolen all the names and transferred them over, but change has its challenges, right?
Yes, and change is what turns the world around, I think.
It keeps us on our toes anyway.
It does indeed. So it used to be a pretty active group, I guess.
Yes, we did. We had lots of questions, and people would throw something out there that we hadn't thought of, and a lot of the other people who've been using clay a long time and have experience with different ailments would chime in and give tell about their success with the clay. And so it's a very good group, and we'd like to get it activated and going again. So thank you for asking that question, allowing me to share it with everybody that's listening in.
Thank you.
Yes, and call anytime.
Thank you. I'm on the line.
Uh-huh. All right. So any other questions from our listeners? Generally, we have tons of questions coming in, and it's a little slow. Oh, here's one from Carol in Chicago. How does clay work for spastic troubles? If applied, for how long? Thank you. Spastic what? A spastic colon, a spastic muscle? For muscles, I would put it on thickly, put the clay mask on, or if you can get the muscle rub, put it over that. And if you have, spasms in your colon, you want to put the clay poultice over your lower stomach, that bowel area. Cover it in some saran wrap or some Glad press and seal to hold it in place. And you can wear it under your clothes. You can leave it on all night or for hours during the day. Change it if you feel like you need some fresh clay on. And it usually soothes out the muscles and helps take them. I had a nasty fall the other day getting out of one of those sports chairs on unlevel ground, and it shifted just as I was pushing up, and I lost my balance and was running sideways trying to catch myself, so I picked up momentum before I finally tripped and fell, landed on my hip, but I twisted as I fell, and I just whiplashed the muscles in my lower back across my hips and also through my rib cage, and it was extremely painful. And the problem was I lived by myself, and I had a hard time. I couldn't maneuver much, and trying to slap the clay on the back of me and throw a piece of saran wrap over it, I wasn't very effective in it, but I tried, and I've taken care of it, and it's finally working out. But I had knotted up those muscles when I whiplashed them, and my back was just a knot of muscles, very tight, and anytime I tried to move, it would start spasming. And I could reach back and get a little clay on there, but it wasn't effective. Like, I could put a thick poultice on and cover it. And I have a lot of male neighbors, not a whole lot of female neighbors, and I didn't want to ask them to come over and cover me in clay. So, unfortunately, I was also in too much pain to get in and out of the bathtub at the time. But I would definitely try it for any kind of spasms like that, because it sends blood flowing in energy, and it sort of relaxes the muscles. If you have a headache or tension or a stiff neck, it creates circulation and blood flow and brings a little relaxation to the muscles that are spasming. Thank you with that. That's a good question. That's one I've never had before. Lisa in Dallas. How to use the clay for athlete's foot? I'm sure clay can help, can't it? Do you think it takes a long time? This man I know has tried everything. If he has it severe, I'm going to tell him to mix up some of the clay, about a 5-to-1 or 6-to-1 ratio of clay to water. I'm trying to think how much. Okay, if you used a cup of clay, you'd use 6 cups of water. You're going to have to break it into smaller batches. And you might do it like the bath, only use 2 cups of clay to 4 cups of water in the blender, and get a plastic food-grade tub that he could put both feet in and soak his feet and fill it to about his ankles, and then get a cover for the tub because he can use it several times. He can use it 3 or 4 times, and then I'd mix fresh clay. And then at night he can put a thin coat on and let it dry and sleep with it on, and it should definitely help do that. Now, he definitely needs to be drinking it because he needs to get it inside of him too, so I would have him drink 2 ounces 3 times a day and to do those foot soaks. Now, he can soak as long as he wants. If he can sit there for an hour or two, that's great. Take his laptop with him and sit in a chair outside and put a towel down. When you get up, you're going to have to dry your feet off before you can kind of walk to the bathroom and wash it off good. You don't want to track clay across your house. So does have some challenges, but you can do it. And it should be very soothing, stop the itching. Now, he's going to need to treat his shoes, and I'd sprinkle some of the clay powder in them, air them out. If they can get some Clorox spray or something to spray inside his shoes and air them out. You got to kill that fungus once it gets in your shoes and your socks and things. You can keep reinfecting it. So I think he should get some results. Put it on after he soaks his feet, if you want to take his feet out and just sit there with him, prop up and let the clay air dry on his feet, then kind of knock off the chunks and wipe it off and go in and wash his feet off. At night, like I say, put a thin coat on it and let it dry, particularly between his toes and the areas where it's weeping, and see if you can't give him some relief, because I know that's painful. Okay. Carol came back and says, all of them. All of them what? I've already erased your email and I've lost track of what you asked earlier. Spasms. Okay, all of them. Muscle spasms in the stomach and in the back. Okay, so I think we addressed all of them. You might try taking a clay bath. That will help relax the muscle spasm too. Believe me, at the time when I hurt my back, if I could have gotten into a tub and gotten out, I would have. That was the first thing I would have wanted to do. Can clay help the pain from degenerated disc in your back? You know, it won't hurt to try. I would definitely put a poultice down your spine and help that, because it's going to help realign the spine. It's going to bring circulation and blood flow to the area. And I know it has a lot of silica in it, and silica helps with bone density, so it may have some effect. I don't know. But you might probably need to do it daily, put a poultice on your spine at night. And you just take the thick clay mud and take a strip of glad press and seal. Cut a big square and cut the corners off where you have a long diagonal strip. Put the clay in the middle and leave an inch or two of space on the outside that's dry. Press it to your spine. You can press it all the way down to your tailbone. Put it over the area of concern and press the dry edges to the skin to hold the clay in place, and you should be able to wear it under your clothes. And unless somebody comes up and slaps you on the back, it will pretty much keep the clay confined in that press and seal, where you can wear it during the day and put one on at night to sleep with. I've done them day and night when I had a pinched sciatic nerve and it was gone in 3 days or 4 days. I was also taking the clay baths. But I think the silica will really help that. I know I didn't break any, it's a miracle I didn't break any bones when I fell, and I attribute that, my bone density, to having and using the clay for so many years. And it really, the dominant mineral in clay is silica. So a lot of the energy, it's silica is a nanocrystal. It has a memory and it keeps energy, transports energy. So I don't know if it's going to rebuild the disc, completely, but it may help some. And it's darn sure worth a try, and it's a whole lot cheaper than a lot of things they're offering. And I would do it if it were me. And thank you, Robin. Okay, Kara says, how do you use clay for dandruff? Thanks. Well, you want to part your hair and take the clay mask and massage it into the scalp. So you're pretty much, you want to get it down into the scalp, put it on kind of thickly, and then put a shower cap on. And you can either sleep with it on or leave it on for an hour or two, and then just shampoo your hair. Now, if you have coarse hair, your hair is going to feel like a bale of hay when you get through, because it really thickens your hair. And if you'll use a conditioner after your shampoo, that'll help smooth the hair out. Now, people with very fine hair love it, so they just like to rinse the clay off and not put anything on it. But do that a few times. You can even sleep with a shower cap over your head at night, and it should clear it up right away. I know it works on babies' cradle caps. Robin in Toronto, what was the ratio of clay to water when you drink it? It's an 8-to-1 ratio. So if you want to mix up, I recommend mixing 32 ounces at a time. In your blender, put 4 cups of water and a half a cup of clay. That's a 1-to-8 ratio. So 1 part clay to 8 parts of water. So if you use half a cup of clay to 4 cups of water, that would divide out to a 1-to-8 ratio. And it makes a very creamy, smooth mix. You can make less than that. If you were going to make like 16 ounces, you would want there are 2 tablespoons in an ounce. And if it's a 1-to-8, you would use 2 tablespoons to 8 ounces of water. If it's you're using 16 ounces, you would use 2 ounces, which is 1/4 of a cup of clay, or 4 tablespoons. You have to remember fifth grade math, or go to some cooking site and get the measurements down so you can kind of figure it out. I like to go ahead and make a big batch and just leave it on the kitchen cabinet, go by and drink it on an as-need basis. I leave a little, I have one of those little tiny water cups you get. They're 1 to 2 ounces, and I just fill it up and chug-a-lug it. I don't even measure anymore, and it works real good. You'll have a nice creamy mix. It'll be about like chocolate milk, about that thickness. Thank you. Bobby Askew in Georgia, one of the many things I'm using Calipotos for my husband's leg pain. Since surgery in 2014 for sciatica, it has not continually improved. I put the poultice on for evening and one night. I can already see that he is walking better, and he has been without pain for 2 days. Good thing he has someone to apply the poultice. Amen, Bobby. It helps to have someone to help you get that poultice back there. I can get it on my spine. Getting it on my back when it hurt to twist my body was a little difficult. But it's much better if you have somebody to help you. And yes, it's amazing. The first time I had a pinched nerve, I ended up in therapy for about 6 months, and I swear the therapy made it worse. I'd go home and I'd take 1 step forward and 2 steps back. And then I found out about clay, and the next time I got it, by the time I got the house, I couldn't put any pressure on that leg. I was hopping on 1 foot. I got in a clay bath. I put that poultice on. I left it day and night, and well, I changed it. I put one on at night. I put the next one on the next day. And I took a clay bath every night for 4 days, and that was completely over it. No pain whatsoever. So I'm so glad you thought to try that for your husband. You're a good wife. Good wife. Thank you, Georgia. I mean, Bobby in Georgia. All right. Nice question there. We finally got some questions going. We have quite a few people on the call today, so I'm going to ask again if anybody on the call would like to ask a question. And if you press star 2 on your phone, I'll open your line and we can chat. And if not, it's 12:40. We've gone over our time a little bit, as often happens when we get a good discussion going. So if any of you have any questions and you don't know where to go to order or find the information site, give me a call at 512-262-7187. That's my private home number, 512-262-7187. If you go to the Bentonite Clay information site, there should be a phone number there, and theclaybook.com site, there should be phone numbers there. So I'm available here for you, and we're going to get this clay all across the planet and build up our inquiry lines here and start talking some clay. Now, go out and keep some clay with you, because it's still this beautiful fall weather when people like to get outside and go hiking and do things, and you never know what you're going to run into out there. So take a little clay, keep it in your car, keep it handy, and it's the greatest first aid kit you'll ever have. This is Perrier signing out and wishing you a wonderful weekend. See you next Thursday for our wellness seminar, and we're going to talk about our amazing bodies. How about that? Okay, thank you. This is Perrier signing out.